And in Jannah, if he doesn't believe in that, even if he prays, his prayers are nothing. Because he never opened a fundamental, a foundation, or base. What about when you come, when you do the last, when you can't put your foundation on? So these foundations make no sense. Make no sense. Now, and this is the asas of Bina'ah, and it's the base of this building of Iman. And it is the one of it, the Dira also of the, of this thing. And then the other Dira of Iman, of faith, and the articles of faith, all the other articles of faith, and branches of this foundation. Because you cannot, if you believe in the angel as well, you believe in them as well, as creation that who created Allah, so you return back to the belief in Allah. Now, ayo, what is Iman Billah?
What is Iman Billah, 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 what is Iman Billah.
This is the Iman Billah which means the type of Iman which includes Ruhubiyyah and Uluhiyyah as well. This is the Iman. And let us say, oh, I believe in Allah. Now, that doesn't mean anything. No. As the Hadith of Islam, Muhammad Allah told me, الرسول كان زادت الرسول and this رسول every other thing in the religion becomes bucket
إنما
سمي
واحد
في ملكه true that all the prophets are messengers. Then to hear into three categories. That is not as the Sufis and others say, oh, it is an invention of Muhammad Abdullah, or they say Ibn Qayyim invented it the first. No, this is found in all the books that Allah gave. And these are the reasons why Allah sent the messengers. That is the first part. If you have not the faith of Allah, you cannot have the faith of Allah. If you don't have the faith of Allah, you cannot have the faith of Allah. Although some say that the Kuffar of Quraysh were able to hide the Rububiyyah. This is very theoretically, not physically. Why? Because to hide the Rububiyyah means to believe that no one can do nothing in this world but Allah. And to work with the permit of Allah. So if one says that the Kuffar Quraysh, they have the faith of Rububiyyah, but they don't have the faith of Rububiyyah, that is only what we say in English, it is to make the other, which is the people who worship other than Allah today and say that they are Muslims, only to make them realize the truth. They say that like that. But it does not necessarily mean it. Somebody came to me and he said, how can you say that the Prophet did not have the head of Rububiyyah? Yes, he did not have it. Because it is only when they are in troubles, in difficulties, they do the head of Rububiyyah, which indicates that the head of Rububiyyah. Because what is Tawheed ibn Uliyyah? Tawheed ibn Uliyyah is the proof of your understanding of Tawheed ibn Uliyyah. So if you are seeing what is it, Allah and Allah, we did not hear from you that Allah is upon them up. Because when you worship Allah and Allah, and worship not others, then this is the proof that you believe that Allah alone is the creator, Allah alone is the sustainer, Allah alone is the controller. We do not need to hear from you. And that's why Allah Ta'ala did not say that who is Muslim, who is believer, is the one who says, La ilaha illallah. No. It is only La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. No. Sorry? Exactly. Because it cannot be those who turn to the grace and worship the Baalid Awliya or whatsoever. How come they or we say that these people have to feed a Rububiyya, but they don't have to feed a Rububiyya? Who doesn't have a Rububiyya doesn't have a Rububiyya. Yeah. True. How do you understand this? We understand that as they admit, as the worshippers of the grace today admit, that Allah is the one who created, is the one who exists for that those who say that other than Allah create, like the Rabbul of Sa'adi creator, that is not all, point of view. But even those Sufis or whatever, Bedouins who created the creator, they don't believe that this one who is buried is the one who created them. They never believe that. But they believe that he has a control. He has a control. Allah gave him a control. Allah gave him a control. And that is the belief of Quraysh and others who believe that these people did not have that belief, but they have control from what Allah gives him. We understand that this is a verbal tawheed of rububiyyah. Verbal tawheed of rububiyyah. But it is not a real tawheed, it's something to be said by the Torah. Like the munafiqeen. The munafiqeen declared tawheed of rububiyyah, but they are still kuffar. Why? Because it is only on their tongues. When they come to the field of implementing, then they say, no. There is a freedom of being. The freedom of being is, you mean to know freedom? Yes. Yes, exactly. Because Allah Ta'ala said, what is the answer of the Khalid of the Allah? Well, Allah Ta'ala said, فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا بِالْفُلْكِ نَعَمْ دَعَوْا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ فَلَمَّا رَجَعُوا إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. So this means they don't believe, real belief, because the belief is not changed based on the situation. You cannot change your belief based on your situation or circumstance. Allah Ta'ala said, إِلَّا مِنْ قُبْرِ وَقَدْهُ مُطْمَئِنَّ بِالْإِيمَانِ. He said to the one who speaks of the kufr while his heart is not of the iman. He is not coming. Right? Do we say now, this man changes belief because of the circumstance that he's in? When the enemy is a kufr, knowing that either you insult Allah, or we kill you. If he said it, so he said what he said about Allah, which is wrong. Okay? Do we say that this person changes belief? No, because his belief is in Allah. His belief is in Allah. But what he did is he changed everything. Now, those who say that, or those who are saying that they have tawheed al-rububiyyah, but they don't have tawheed al-uluhiyyah. This tawheed al-rububiyyah, accompanies it all the time? No. In the times of difficulties, we saw the believer spoke of what exactly the kuffar speak. Okay? Now, this who has tawheed al-rububiyyah, only, as they have said, as they have named, we see them in difficulties and to Hidrulia. But in the ease, at the time of ease, they have no Hidrulia, which means that they have no Hidrulia. And we knew that the majority of them tithe, the majority of their life, in ease of difficulties. It is. Everyone, you have difficulties in your life, but it is not the mark of your life. So it means that these people lost the Tawheed al-Rububiyyah most of their lives. Most of their lives. And even when they came to be able to Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, there is Tawheed al-Rububiyyah which will have to be to Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, they had that only because of the difficulties that they are in. So by that, we understand that
على إمام المرسلين الإمام المرسلين قال المؤلف الإمام حافظ ابن حجر عليه السلام قال تعالى عن أبي أمامة الباقي عن أبي أمامة وعن أبي أمامة أمامة عن أبي أمامة الباقي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الماء لا يمكن شيئا إلا ما غلب على ريحه وكان على ريحه نفسه ولونه أخرجه ابن ماجه وباعه أبو حاتم وباعه أبو حاتم ومن بيعته الباعه طهور على ريده وطعمه ولونه أخرجه ابن ماجه وباعه أبو حاتم وباعه أبو حاتم ومن بيعته الماء طهور إلا من تغير ريحه أو طعمه أو لونه بنجاسة تحدث فيه. وعن عبد الله وعن
يلا خلاص طيب خلاص طيب نعم إمام الحجر برد الحديث وفي الترتي أوف أبو أمامة أن أبو أمامة لدينا الصديق بن عجلان صديق بن عجلان الباهلي صديق بن عجلان أو صديق بن عجلان الباهلي صديق بن عجلان الباهلي one of the companions, he settled in Egypt and lastly moved to Sham and died there. And he's the last one who died in Sham. Last one who died in Sham from amongst the Sahaba. And he was from the narrations who narrated among the Sahaba, who narrated a lot of hadith. Narrated a lot of hadith, and he was born in Sudayn ibn Ajlan. Sudayn ibn Ajlan died. As you said, that he narrated most of the hadith, he lived a while in Egypt, and he died. In Asham, in Hims, in the year 86 approximately, like that. Yeah. He said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-ma'a, inna al-ma'a la yunajjisuhu shay'un, inna al-ma'a la yunajjisuhu شيء إن الماء لا ينجسه شيء إلا نعم ما غلب على ريحه وطعم ولونه في بعض النسخ سميت إلا ما غلب ريحه there's a mistake I know you have the same thing لما غلب ريحه ولا هذا
على
يوم
على لا
على فزون يوم يصير إلا ما غلب ريحه إلا ما غلب على ريحه وطعمه ولونه الحديث as it is said here أخرجه ابن ماجه وضعفه أبو حاتم أبو حاتم الإمام أبو حاتم الرازي محمد بن إدريس بن المنذر الحنبلي. He said that this hadith ضعيف because it is narrated. One of the narrators is called Bashir ibn Sa'd. Bashir ibn Sa'd. He was a pious person. Bashir was a worshiper. He wasn't well, yani, aware of the hadith. Sometimes he reports anything. Now, الحديث is not all ضعيف. Part which is أقوى إن الماء لا ينجس شيئا. This حديث is صحيح. This حديث is صحيح. There is no إلا ما غلب عليه وطعمه ورغمه. This ضعيف as أبو حاتم said. As أبو حاتم said. And the saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ الْمَعَ لَيْنَ الْجِسُ وَجِيهِ, as we said in the last week, this does not mean generally, but with conditions. And this is, as we're going to see in hadith, of Ibn Umar, the following hadith, every 3 inches will not be. Then, or more, then it cannot be affected with the result of that, falls into it. Yeah. And then he said, what is Bayati? What is Bayati? Yeah. And now the word is in Tabayara. ريحه أو طعمه أو لونه. ريحه is the Imam, we know. His حافظ علامة. He is the Sheikh of Khorasan in his time. And his name is Ahmad ibn Hussein. His kunya is Abu Bakr. We know with his kunya. Abu Bakr and Ryaki. He has a lot of books and he was a good example in worshipping and Jordan. He traveled to Hijaz in Iraq, and as Imam al-Zahabi Sir Alam al-Nubala said, that the books that he compiled were nearly about 1,000 volumes. 1,000 volumes. Yeah. And this Bayhaq, it refers back to Bayhaq. Bayhaq is a town or a city near Nishapur. Now, he said that the hadith is reported as follows. الماء طهور إلا إن تغير ريحه أو طعمه أو لونه. So, this hadith, although the ulama, as Ibn Mundir said, that the ulama had ijma' upon that the water which is lesser than qullati, once the najasa falls in and causes any change in it, then it is najas. It is nice. It is not good for cleaning, nor for drinking, or carrying, cooking, or whatever. And in the following hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar of Khadidah,
that Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah asfar, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha kana al-ma'u kunda qayni, lam yahmil al-sara. قصيدة من جنبه أخرج الأربع فصححه ابن خزيمة والحاكم وابن حبان
وابن حبان. نعم عبد الله بن عمر هو الوالد عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب is one of the صحابة who was Islam very early in that age and very early in the age of Islam as well. The beginning of Islam. And he attended all the battles. He embraced Islam in Mecca, and he attended all the battles. He attended, the first battle that he attended was Al-Ahzab. He was young at that time. He passed away in Mecca in the year Sabatidian was buried in the graveyard which made for the Muhajirin. Only the Muhajirin are buried there in a place called Bitua, north of Masjid al-Haram today. He of the Muhammad said that Rasulullah said, إذا كان الله قلتين إذا كان الله قلتين لم يحل الخبر نعم. This means that الشيخ بن باز رحمه الله تعالى said, this means that if it is lesser than that, this water might be affected. Or it might mean that the actual object would get lost in this quantity of the water. So means that once the water is as much as bulletin, what are the bulletin? The bulletin, some of the ulama said today that it equals 192 kg, as Shah Adami said. Some others said 200 kg, or medium, of course. 1 liter equals 1 kilogram. And some said 227. And some others said 204. And this is what I found the most proper. But for caution, most of them goes to the lesser quantity, which is 192, to be in the safe side. Yeah. So if it is like that amount of water, and whatsoever typical object falls into it, it will now affect it. Why? Because it either, as I said, that I mixed with it, so you cannot even recognize it. But if it is recognized, the smell or the taste or the color of the impure object, when the whole water has the same characteristics of the impure object that falls in it, then it become like it, it become impure. Now, but generally, when it is about 200 something liters, it is difficult to see it unless it be impure is big amount also. When it is big amount also, of course it will affect. Now, we come to that. And Bukhar, as the Prophet has said and said in the first hadith of this book, Al-Bahar wa Tawar wa Ma'ra. Even because you cannot have an area for that. Of course, the sea, the ocean, the river, the lake, the valley. The lake, when the lake is greater than Qumlatayn, 204 liters. So sometimes lake which are small like a pool, when it is like that amount, it would be different. But again, if we have a lake and the department of municipality dumps all the sewage in there. Okay? This will cause this lake one day to give attention to thee and to your love, because your heart is not you. And at the same time, the quantity of the impure objects is getting greater and greater, to equal or be more than the quantity of the water. So you smell it, you see, then it is impure. Right? But if it is like the sea, you will never ever see the impurity there, even if it's dark up to it. You still cannot find it, you still cannot see it. Because the sea, though the way it comes and exploded out of. So it is of course not going to affect on that. But the problem is when the water is small amount, like the house plant, which may contain 150 liters, then a very simple object comes in it, everyone enjoys it. Everyone drinks, of course. But we have other hadith where the man urinated in the masjid. And the Prophet said to him, say, 2 minutes, dalwa of ma'a. And the dalwa is a bucket. And of course, the bucket of water is too much greater than the urine of a person. No one can decide in urine that is a bucket. So, from there we understand that when it is more than the quantity of the pure object by many times like this, the impure cannot resist, cannot be seen. Even the constructions of it cannot be found.
صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.